the regional weather synopsis, a cold dome of high pressure continues to build into the southeastern states, bringing below normal temperatures to the region. An upper-level disturbance will move rapidly across the southeastern states tonight and early Wednesday, bringing a chance of rain and possibly some sleet and snow to the area late tonight and early Wednesday morning. By late in the day Wednesday, skies should again clear for the remainder of the week with below normal temperatures expected. The forecast for Tallahassee and vicinity for tonight becoming cloudy, rain likely after midnight and mixing with sleet and possibly changing to snow near daybreak with accumulations of less than 1 inch. The low near 30, a light northeasterly wind, chance of precipitation 60%. On Wednesday, snow likely during the morning with possible accumulations of 1 to 2 inches, mainly on grassy surfaces, clearing and cold later in the day, high in the low to mid 40s, a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of precipitation Wednesday 60%, mainly early during the morning. Sunrise Wednesday morning will occur at 7:28 a.m., sunset Wednesday evening, 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a special weather statement issued by the National Weather Service in Tallahassee, Florida, 10:31 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, February 1st. A disturbance in the upper levels of the atmosphere will race along the Gulf Coast overnight, bringing precipitation along with it. After midnight, rain will develop across the Florida Big Bend and southwest Georgia. However, after the rain begins to fall, the temperature will drop enough for a rare event to become possible, sleet and light snow along the Gulf Coast. Enough cool and dry air is present across the region such that the rain could begin to mix with or change to light snow and sleet during the early morning hours. At the current time, no significant problems are anticipated with travel on area roadways. Most surfaces, such as roads, will be too warm for any snow to accumulate. However, if it begins to snow hard enough and long enough, snow accumulations of less than an inch are possible on grassy surfaces by daybreak. If all the precipitation were to fall as snow, localized accumulations of 1 or 2 inches are possible mainly on grassy surfaces. The snow should taper off by mid-morning on Wednesday, Groundhog Day. For the morning rush hour, some slippery spots are possible on area bridges and overpasses. Motorists should exercise caution in the morning if the wintry precipitation develops as expected. In any event, temperatures will rise into the 40s on Wednesday with clearing skies. Therefore, any snow accumulation will melt rapidly by afternoon. At the present time, no winter storm warnings or winter storm advisories are in effect. However, the National Weather Service will continue to monitor this developing weather situation overnight and will issue further statements as needed.
You are listening to the NOAA Weather Service Radio, originating from Tallahassee, Florida. Marine forecasts are issued for the northern Gulf of Mexico, Tarpon Springs to Apalachicola, and out to 50 nautical miles, which includes the coastal counties, Franklin, Wakulla, Jefferson, Taylor, and Dixie. We also provide the latest tidal information for Shell Point, seawater temperature at Turkey Point, and the latest sunrise and sunset times.
At midnight in Tallahassee, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 40 degrees. Relative humidity, 50%. The dew point was 23. The wind was from the north at 6 miles an hour. Pressure was 30.34 inches and rising. Pensacola had light snow and 36 degrees. The wind was north at 9 miles an hour. Panama City, light snow, 42 degrees with a northwest wind at 12. Jacksonville, cloudy skies, 42, wind northwest at 7. Tampa, cloudy and 53 with a northeast wind at 5. Dothan, Alabama, light snow and 37 degrees with a west wind at 12. And repeating Tallahassee's weather at 6 o'clock, cloudy with light snow flurries, the temperature 36 degrees.